mind, did you separate me from the earth? Oh my God, mind, did you separate me from the earth? You drew lines miles high and steel or nuclear. The forests of Borneo and by water in your mouth.
Shakespeare and Company is currently presenting Obie Award-winning playwright Taylor Mack's Dark Comedy Here, directed by Alice Reagan, through October 7th. The play begins with Isaac, who has returned from the war in Afghanistan, only to discover a household in revolt. The insurgent, his mom. Liberated from an oppressive marriage with a now ailing husband and with Isaac's newly out transgender sibling as her ally, she's on a crusade to dismantle all of this patriarchy that's going on. But in Taylor Mack's sly, subversive comedy, we learn that annihilating the past doesn't always free you from it. Stir, mix, and enjoy with all of this, I would say. Mack had said Here was inspired and influenced by Sam Shepard's Barry Child and by his own miserable hometown experience in Stockton, California. We are joined by three of the actors, wonderful actors, who put on this production every night. Elizabeth Aspenwaiter. Elizabeth, how are you, my dear friend?
I'm doing great, Joe, and it's so wonderful to be here.
To have you with us. John Haddon is back. John, good to have you in the house.
Joe.
Thank you. Thanks for bringing Ella, your beautiful dog.
You're most welcome.
Yes. And Jack Doyle joins us. He is, oh, dear. Hi, Jack. Are you there?
Hi, yes, I am.
Hi, Jack. How are you?
I'm doing great. Nice to see you.
Nice to have you here. I thank you very much for joining us. All right, Elizabeth, give us a sense of how this particular show came about and why it was important for Shakespeare and Company to mount it.
Well, this show came about, our artistic director, Alan Burroughs, when he was choosing the season, was looking for something that fit with Shakespeare and Company, which is about telling stories, telling the truth about language, relationships, and how it can elevate us as our humanity. And it really is a peek into that, our humanity. And this is one of the most, in my experience with the company, one of the most edgiest plays that has ever been selected for our season. And I just give kudos to Alan for putting it on the docket, and to be in this show has been a wild and wacky ride. It's been dark, scary, funny, filled with hope. At the end of the play, I'll just tell you, all four actors, we huddle up and hug, and it's pretty incredible.
Well, you did that in the green room.
Don't give away our secrets.
That's why you brought the dog.
She's a service dog, too.
Yeah, that's great. All right, so let me ask the question, John, and then I'll open it up to everybody. But what's it about?
Well, it's this dysfunctional family. As Liz said, it's pretty wacky. It's interesting to me that Taylor Mack mentions Barry Child, because that was the first thing that came to my mind, too. But, you know, it's also Beckett. It's also Shakespeare. It's also, Taylor Mack is a brilliant, brilliant theater person. He's my favorite guy these days. I saw him do part of his 24-hour solo piece at Williams, and he's the best. He's a scholar. He's funny. His craft is impeccable. He's really good with everybody. He's a miracle. He's a national treasure. And so when I saw that he had written a regular play, I thought, oh my God, what could that be like? So immediately I was interested. And then of course my character hardly says anything because he's, you know, halfway gone.
It's true.
Mostly I discovered that it's because of the medications. His wife has been medicating them the whole time so that she can handle him better. And because of the return of this son from the wars, he's been getting away with not drinking his shaky shake with all these, you know, piles of meds in it. So he's slowly rising to the surface and starting to get sort of conscious again, and he's seeing all this stuff, but he has to sort of still hide under the debility. Anyway, so that's the guy. The two boys are, first of all, they're beautiful actors, Adam Huff and Jack Doyle. A huge privilege to work with them. And they, you know, it's the soldier and it's the trans female to male transgender person who is now showing us all these new ways of thinking, which Jack did in our rehearsals. So we kind of had an experience within an experience just right there. Jack, will you join in? Will you jump in?
Yes, Jack.
For the love of God,
Jack. So the question was, you know, what is it about? So for you and for your character and what John had just explained, what is it about?
Yeah, so it's an interesting one. I think this family, you know, is really having a revolution within itself. So while my older brother, Isaac, has been away, my character, Max, has come out as trans. And with that is really just starting to find joy in learning about LGBTQ history and different pronouns. So my character uses Z, he, or pronouns instead of she or her or him or he. And I am teaching all these things to my mother, who is kind of having this intellectual and spiritual experience of feeling liberated and feeling like I am this new thing that's coming into her life and saving her. And of course, for me, that's not quite the case because I just want to be a teenager and figure things out and get out of this very abusive household. So everybody has really different conflicting interests and trajectories, which ends in a bang at the end of the play, basically.
Mm-hmm. We like the bang. That's always good.
There's a series of bangs. It's kind of a domino effect, series of explosions.
Just for the sake of marketing purposes, and I just want to let people know that the show is called Here. That is spelled H-I-R.
So, it's a gender pronoun.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So here, and it's H-I-R. So I just want you to, when you're ordering your tickets, to go, am I at the right show? Yes. You have offered graciously, Elizabeth, to perform a little tidbit of this for us.
Sure. And as Jack was saying, I mean, everything for Paige is new. I say that Max, that's Jack's character's name in the show, is the new. He's the cusp of the new, and there are no longer simply two genders, but an alphabet of genders. And I say, you know, I credit the Cheetos. How could we feed our children fluorescent food and not expect a little gender confluence?
Cheetos!
Isaac, stay with me. What you think you know, you do not know. There are no longer two genders, no longer simply a Y and X chromosome, but an alphabet of genders. They call it the LGBTTSQQIAAP community, or what I call the gender of Lugabutskuya. In these new genders exists new pronouns. Max is no longer a she or he, so you call Max Z. You must use the pronoun Z instead of the pronouns he or she, and you also must use the pronoun here, H-I-R, instead of the pronouns her or him. Max gets very upset if you refer to here as a he, she, her, or him. Z wants to be known as a here or a Z. Max also gets upset if you emphasize the pronoun as if commenting on it when speaking to her. For example, if you were to say, what is Z doing today? Z will not like that. Z wants you to say Z or here as if it had been part of your regular speaking vocabulary your entire life. Any breach in decorum will cause here to write in here blog about how awful here troglodyte fascist heteronormative mother is. It's fantastic.
Look a butt square.
So Paige is really
man.
She's really on a trajectory to the new. She doesn't want to live in the past, which was filled with an abusive husband abusing the children herself. So she's on a trajectory, and Max is her salvation. So she's constantly learning, Joe, and she's saying, I started search engineering, and it was like being baptized, only without the male-dominated hegemonic paradigm. We're simply us here, not here, but here.
So I have to say, let me just be completely honest with you. Now, you're off book, but you did have the script open. I, as a dutiful host, look over and I said, uh-oh, that's a lot of words and a lot of pages. I wonder how long this is going to last. I may have to cancel the British people at the top of the hour to giving the news.
Would that be wrong?
No. But I would have done it. For you, I would have done it. But I looked over and I thought, oh, God. But man, you rip through that. That is fast.
The show is incredibly fast-paced. We jump from one thing to another, and it is, in Paige's world, it is a learning opportunity all the time. Her relationship with her husband had declined quite a lot since his stroke, and it's all about family and moving ahead. And it's very, very funny at the same time. You know, it explores gender, all sorts of weighty issues and matter,
But it's absurd.
It is absurd.
I mean, you can tell by all that gobbledygook.
Right.
He just rolls it out with a real sense of, you know, this is absurd.
And Alice is taking our fabulous director, my God, and assistant director, Corinne. They've taken this play and cranked everything up to 11. So when you walk into the theater, you see, I'm not going to give it away, but it's a very interesting set, and the actors move into the space from the audience into this sort of absurd little structure.
And I guess I'm interested, Jack, in so sort of being at the center of all of this. What is it like to kind of watch it all unfold?
Well, I'd say it's. I mean, one of the things for me doing this show as a trans actor, the first time I read the script, I was like, wow, this is a lot of information for the audience. And this is also, you know, there's a really steep learning curve for both the characters and the actors. So I guess what I was most worried about going into this was whether kind of the message and the lived experience of the trans character at the center of the play was still going to come through and be a human story and be one that, you know, I'd be proud to show to the rest of my community. And I think that is the case. You know, I think it's, you know, as Lizzie and John were saying, it's a really intellectual show. It's backed up by history and scholarship and philosophy, and it's, you know, it's one you can't tune out for, really. But I think the great thing about this show is that although, you know, all the characters abuse each other in some ways, there's also moments where you of real humanity for each of them. And I know during the rehearsal process, you know, John plays the abusive father, but at some points, you know, we had to stop and be like, John, I feel too sorry for you right now, which is a testament to his acting and also to Taylor Mack's writing, I think. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Well, the beauty of his writing is that he's always got his eye on the community, on the whole community, and he's self-deprecating, and so he makes his point so charmingly and so convinced. It's just so deft.
Mm-hmm. On the poster, is that your forehead?
It is.
Yeah.
we play, one of the things we do in the show is since his stroke, we do family time where we do dress up, you know, and we're not living in that world anymore of alcohol and abuse and order. And Paige rebels from that and becomes her own independent, you know, warrior woman leading the charge of moving on to the new and getting out of this starter home they've been in for 30 years.
Wow.
There's a lot of glitter involved. Well, I'm constantly scrubbing it off myself several days after each performance.
Yeah. Well, you had me at the glitter. That's good. Nothing wrong with that. Shakespeare and Company's production of Taylor Max here, directed by Alice. Is it Reagan?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Alice Reagan runs in Atlantic, Massachusetts through the 7th of October. It's up and running right now. Shakespeare.org for more information. That link will be posted along with this interview at WAMC.org/roundtable. Elizabeth Aspenleader, John Haddon, Jack Doyle, I thank you very much for being with us. Have a beautiful run, and thank you for sharing with us this morning.
Thanks.
It's always good to see you all.
You too.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.